This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris emphasized the power of hope Monday, along with new efforts to fight corruption to persuade Latin Americans to stay home rather than attempt the dangerous migration north to the United States. In her first foreign trip as the U.S. second in command, Harris said at a news conference in Guatemala City that people in the Northern Triangle countries of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, along with Mexico, need economic development that promises a better life than trying to move to the United States. Harris said help is on the way, with Washington aid and private investments encouraged by the U.S. government in agriculture, housing, and businesses. But Harris warned Guatemalans, do not come to the United States. She said, we're not afraid to enforce our laws and borders. Harris held what she described as a very frank, very candid talk with the Guatemalan president about corruption, pressing the need for a strong court system and civil governance. Shortly after she met with the Guatemalan leader, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced in Washington the creation of a law enforcement task force aimed at fighting human trafficking and smuggling groups in Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries. Two candidates vying for Peru's presidency were still neck and neck Monday as vote counts trickled in for the runoff election. With over 95% of the vote counted, socialist Pedro Castillo led conservative rival Keiko Fujimori by less than one percentage point, according to Reuters. Castillo, an outsider candidate, barely gained a lead against his rival overnight as votes came in from rural areas of the country. Lima's stock market plunged and the national currency dropped to a record low as uncertainty over the vote continued on Monday. You can follow that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to decide whether it's sex discrimination for the government to require only men to register for the draft when they turn 18. The ACLU Women's Rights Project had urged the court to take up the issue. It says requiring men to register imposes a serious burden on men that's not being imposed on women. The last time there was a U.S. military draft was during the Vietnam War, and the military has been all volunteer since then. But the registration requirement for the draft is one of the few remaining places where federal law treats men and women differently. Men who do not register can lose eligibility for student loans and civil service jobs. Failing to register is also a felony, punishable by a fine of up to $250,000 and 5 years in prison. Women's rights groups are among those arguing that allowing the men-only requirement to stand is harmful. A South Korean court has rejected a claim by dozens of wartime Korean factory workers and their relatives who sought compensation from Japanese companies for their slave labor before the end of World War II. The decision by the Seoul Central District Court appeared to run against landmark Supreme Court rulings in 2018 that sided with forced laborers. It largely aligns with a position maintained by Tokyo, which has insisted that all wartime compensation issues were settled under a 1965 treaty normalizing relations. Both countries have faced pressure from the Biden administration to repair their relations that sank to post-war lows during the Trump years over history and trade disputes. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations met Monday with the head of the U.N. Population Fund. It was the first such high-level engagement in more than 4 years. The U.S. mission to the United Nations said Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield highlighted the resumption of extensive support to the organization, which provides health care to millions of women and girls around the world. After the meeting, Thomas-Greenfield tweeted, I'm delighted to announce the resumption of U.S. humanitarian funding for UNFPA, including support for the Rohingya refugee crisis, Afghanistan, Sudan, and those fleeing the Tigray region in Ethiopia. Scientists say the annual peak of global heat trapping carbon dioxide in the air has reached another dangerous milestone, 50% higher than when the industrial age began. And the average rate of increase is faster than ever, according to scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. On Monday, new emissions were slightly less than normal last year because of the pandemic lockdown, but not enough to have an effect on overall carbon dioxide levels. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.